Riff and the Ramban. That the Riff. Who can review that? Yes.
The Riff distinguishes when it comes to Netzna, he the Amarhu. The Riff distinguishes based if it works or not, based on if the man is Nadam Pashu or not.
That's what the Riff. That's what the tour. How he interpreted the Riff, right?
But when it comes to the Ramban, he just says Inana Kudeshik, which is like no mention of Adam Chashuv.
Right. Implying that, but even if what he was an Adam Chashuv, it would still not be Mekudeshes.
Right.
And
even if, yeah, okay. Never mind. Right. Regardless of whether he was specific or not, it doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
Specific? He like specified Hana'a or not, like it doesn't matter.
Well, we don't know that.
Okay, all we know is
no,
that
we don't know that.
Okay. So all we know from the way that the tour explains the Ramban is what?
Is that Nasnahiva Omar who is Enamakudeshis, period. Whether the only variable that we're saying doesn't matter is whether he's an Adam Chashuv or not.
Okay.
I'm not saying though whether he said Beferish that he's Makadesh with the Hanan. That I'm not saying. That would be wrong, actually.
But isn't that fair to say, meaning because he just gives a blanket statement of what the Rambam says as a Nami Kudeshet, then I would think under all circumstances...
It's just that it would then contradict something else the Rambam wrote two prakam later.
And we can't.
I mean, if we were able to find the Rambam two prakam later, I would imagine the tour did too. So I don't want to make the tour into that he didn't know what the Rambam wrote, you know, two pages later. I'd rather not say that. So, this will become clarified as we keep going. I want to close the door.
Yeah, can you just repeat the way the tour reads one more time?
Okay. I have it here right here. Okay. Was it us? Yeah. So, you know, he spent all this time saying that Nasna he for Omar who, that she would be Mekudesh if he's an Adam Chashuv, because she's benefiting from the fact that he accepted the Matana, and if he's not an Adam Chashuv, ain't a Mekudesh. And then after he wrote that, at that time when he wrote it, he didn't say who agrees with it. He just stated it like in his own name. And then he says, "V'harambam kosav nasnahi v'amar hu ena mekudeshes." And then a little bit later he says, "Usvara rishona isvaras ravalfas." Now the svara rishona seems to be that... Nosnehiva Omar, who would be Mekudeshes if he's an Adam Chashuv, but it's not Mekudeshes if he's not an Adam Chashuv. Now, the implication of the tour is that the Rambam that he just cited disagrees with that. What do you mean? It sounds like he's saying that even if he is an Adam Chashuv, ain't a Mekudeshes. Just one second. So, if you take a look at. If you look at the Beis Yosef, did anybody look at the Beis Yosef?
Yeah.
The Beis Yosef raises, so the tour seems to be understanding the Rambam, that when the Rambam wrote Nosna Hiva Omar Hu, and he just wrote Enam Kudeshes, he was saying that even if he is an Adam Chashuv. And if you look at the Beis Yosef, he doesn't understand the tour. Because he says, that he says about the tour. The tour forgot what the Rambam wrote two prakim later. What do you mean? And two prakim later, the Rambam wrote that if the man is an Adam Chashuv, it's Mekudeshes. So the Beis Yosef says, what is the tour doing? He didn't know the Rambam? He didn't know that the Rambam wrote that with an Adam Chashuv it would be Mekudeshes. So the Beis Yosef just, he doesn't understand how the Torah can say what. How could the Torah interpret the Rambam, that Nasnahi Vamar Hu is animal kodeshes, even if he is an Adam Chashuv? Which is, just 1 second, which is why the, which is what the Torah seems to be suggesting. So let's just stop with that and just focus now on the Torah. The Torah apparently believes that there is a machlokas between the Rif and the Rambam about what? In the case of Nasnahi Va'omar Hu, and the man is an Adam Chashuv, is she Mekudeshes or not? According to the Torah's thinking, the Rif would say yes, and the Rambam would say no. Now, what I want to do is, now if you recall, just before we go further with the Torah, let's just review things that we have learned already. If you recall the Ramban and the Rashba, especially the Rashba, because I think he mentioned both the Rif and the Rambam, the Rashba, if I'm not mistaken, said very clearly that according to the Rif as well as the Rambam, Nasnahi Va'omar Hu is Eina Mekudeshes, even if he is an Adam Chashuv. Do you remember that? Yes or no?
As long as your Torah commands it.
And how did we explain it? Why do they think that Nasnahi Va'omar Hu is Eina Mekudeshes, even if he is an Adam Chashuv? You remember what we said? But Rashba said it himself. What did he say? Why? Yes?
Well, didn't he say he has to just be explicit with his response?
I know. So is that what the Rashba said? No, what we said. What did the Rashba say? What you just said, is that the Rashba? I'm just asking, is that... If you don't remember, look it up. Look up the Rashba. What did the Rashba say? So this... The Ramban said it also. What did they both say? Why is Nasnahi Va'omar Hu Eina Mekudeshes, even if he's an Adam Chashuv? Yes?
Yeah, it has to be that he has to say explicitly.
Say what?
And if he doesn't say that, then there's no Kitikach happening.
That's right. What both the Ramban and the Rashba said, that in the Adam Chashuv case, it will only be Mekudeshes if what? If he came back and she gave him this gift, he has to then say to her, be Mekudeshes to me with the Hana that I accepted the gift from you. But what if he didn't say that, claimed the Ramban and the Rashba? Okay, so I'm asking now, okay, he didn't say that, so what did he say? Let's even try to spell out what the bakach was. Be mekudeshes to me through the money that you gave me. Let's say that's all he said. She gave him money. Now, when she gave him the money, she expressed to him a desire to marry him. And he responded, be mekudeshes to me through the money that you just gave me. But he didn't mention a word about the hanar that he's giving her. That he didn't say. Now, the Rashba and the Ramban believe that if you don't say beferish, what?
The
hanar that I am giving you, even though he's an Adam Chashuv, and even though it's in the reality she is very happy, and she's getting a lot of benefit that he accepted the gift, but if he doesn't say that that's what he's makadisher with, but he only said he's Makadisha with the money that she gave him, then Eina Mekudeshes. This is the opinion of the Ramban and the Rashba, and if you look at the Rashba, they claim that that's the opinion of the Rif and the Ramban. That's why the Ramban just wrote it plain, Nasnahi Va'omar Hu is Eina Mekudeshes, because it's because that's a case where the man did not say to her, be Mekudeshes to me with the Hana. So that's why Nasnahi Va'omar Hu is Eina Mekudeshes. That's why the Rambam wrote it that way, and the Rif is of the same opinion. What we see from the Torah is that the Torah is not interpreting the riff, just about the riff. It's not interpreting the riff that way. But how is he interpreting the riff? Yeah?
That the man could respond back.
Yeah, and that would also work. Which happens to be who else's opinion thinks that it would work?
Tosfos.
So the Tur is interpreting the case of Nosnehi Balmarhu exactly, he's interpreting the riff in the same way that we understood Tosfos. And who else interpreted the riff that way?
The Ran.
The Ran. Isn't that true? Because the Ran said that when the Rif wrote Nosni Vavu Zainu Gadeshes, he said it's talking about an Adam Sheino Chashev. Because if he were an Adam Chashev, it would be Mekudeshes. Now, so what I want to know now is whose interpretation of the Rif, well, if you examine, you know, you look at the words of the Rif, and you look at the words of the Rambam, do you see a difference? Because the Tur is claiming that the Rif and the Rambam don't agree. Okay, so we don't want this to be a clairvoyance, you know. It should be in the text. Okay, so so what text should we be looking at? If you want to figure out what is the overall sheet of the Rif and what is the overall sheet of the Rambam. So what should we be looking at? Yes?
So we compare the Rif in the back on Zayin and Mudalet. And then we compare the Rambam and Hilchot.
Yeah, and what did you find?
We found that in the Rif, he doesn't specifically say what the man has to respond. This Adam Chashuv has to respond. Versus the Rambam, who very specifically notes what this Adam Chashuv has to say.
Good, very good. If you look up the Rif, you know, how he explained the Adam Chashuv case corresponding to Dav Zayin in the Gemara Kedusha, he doesn't at all specify what the man said to her. Just doesn't. What he does do is say, he starts off the case, she gave him money, and she said, take this money and I'll be married to you. And the Rif went on to say that if he's an Adam Chashuv, Mekudeshes, why? Because she's getting Hanah from him that he accepted the gift. And that's it. And no, the Rif doesn't say at all what he actually said to her. Now we know that he had to have said something, because if he said nothing, then that then you don't have Omar Hu. So then how could you write Mekudeshes? So we know he must have, but the Rif didn't bother to tell us. If you take a look at the Rambam, where is this Rambam? This is in Perek Hey, I think, of Ishus.
Chafbeis.
That's where he discusses Adam Chashuv. The Torah is right. He says very clearly that in the Adam Chashuv case, what did the man say to her after she gave him the gift? Being a Kudeshes to me with the Hanah that I accepted the gifts from you. The Hanah that you're getting by my acceptance of your gift to me. So, I could see where the Tur and the Ran would interpret the Rif differently than the Rambam, because the Rif never made it clear anywhere in the Adam Chashuv case that he has to come back and say, be Mekudeshes to me with the Hanah. You would think that if that was required, then the Rif would have said it. How, you know, he knows how to explain something if he has to. And something like that would need to be explained. You can't just take it for granted. But the Rambam wrote it out. So this could be the basis for saying that maybe the Rif should be interpreted like Tosfos. So that I could see. The Rambam clearly is not. Yes.
But so then, I also understand, or I think I know, why the Tur said that the Rambam says in Amikudeshe. Because don't we say that the Rambam interprets this case of an Adam Chashuv as an Atan Hu Be'amadi?
But that's what even Tosfos does. See, don't make that mistake. Nobody is saying, if you don't have Nasan Hu, then there's no way on earth she could be Mekudeshes, according to anybody.
So then why does Tosafot say we love his sikla specifically with a natnahi ve'amadu case if he thinks it's a natanhu ve'amadu case?
Because he never said that he's makadish her with what he's giving her, but we just assume it. But he never said it. So what you have ostensibly in the case is simply she gave him money, and he said be mukadeshes to me with the money that you gave me, and that's it. So when you look at it, she gave him money and he just said be mukadeshes to me with the money you gave me. So in his expression to her, he didn't say beferish that he's mukadesh her with what he's giving her in return, which is the hana. So even though he didn't say it, Tosus will say that it's as if he did.
But he's still qualified here, isn't that? What type of case?
So at the end of the day, it'll become a nasanhu ba'amarhu. But the Gemara described it as nasanhu ba'amarhu because, well, that's how it looks in a descriptive sense. No, that's the...
Is that only according to Tosafot?
Yeah, because according to the Rambam, it really remains nasanhu. Since he never said b'mukadeshes to me with the hana, and daf hey on the days when the Rambam simply wrote ena mukadeshes, he didn't say he's mukadesh with the hana. So then, what is he mukadesh with? According to Tosus, sounds like he's trying to be mukadesh with the money she gave him. So then, it's just a nasanhu case. There is no nasanhu.
Because I'm wondering if the knew this halakha in the Pentateuch, but didn't think that was referring to Natanahi. So he doesn't. Rambam, when he describes this case, doesn't spell out like he does in halakha Perek 3, you know, halakha 2. He says Natanahi ve'amadu. Natanahi ve'amadu, and he really spells out en amekudeshet. But in chapter 5, when he discusses Adam Pashu, he doesn't really spell out what type of case it is.
Sure, he did.
So there's a lot of, like, it's not like, that's not...
She gave him money.
Yeah, but then he speaks back, meaning...
He speaks back and said, I'm a kadosh with the hana.
So that sounds like a natanhu ve'amadu case.
Yeah, even it started off that she gave him money.
And therefore, the Torah didn't ignore it, sort of, said that halacha in chapter 5 was talking about a natanhu ve'amadu case.
But it really is, the whole thing, because he said he's a kadosh with the hana, so... He's telling us what he's makadisher with. So he's makadisher with something that he gave her. So therefore it's nasanhu and it's amarhu.
Right, and therefore I'm just trying to understand.
But if he doesn't say he's makadish with the hana and all you have is the gift that she gave him, then it really is nasanhu va'amarhu.
Right.
There is no nasanhu for the Rambam.
Like, I feel like this is a response to the
Bet Yosef. But the Tosfos would disagree with that. He would think that even though he didn't say be mekudeshes to me with the hana, it'll still become a nasanhu case.
I feel like this is a response to the Bet Yosef, who felt that the Torah had he overlooked this halacha in chapter 5.
If he didn't.
Right.
We got it? Is this clear to everyone? Okay. So let's okay. So where did we leave off in our new Gemara? What was the last thing we did?
We did the entire Gemara.
But we didn't do the Rashi.
No,
did
we? Yes, sorry. Okay.
I think we did the Rashi up until lunch. We had the Rashi.
Okay. So the first thing that we saw was that in the Kaddish Bemilva, Eina Mekudeshes, from Rashi it seems that he's trying to be Mekadesher with the money that he gave her, the money of the loan. And the reason why it's Eina Mekudesh is because that money belongs to her. So it's already her money. So when he says, it's like saying to a person, be Mekudesh is with your money. So that doesn't work because he has to give her new money from him. That money of the loan, once it was given to her, it's her money. So even though she didn't spend it yet, it's still her money. even let's say it's still sitting on the dining room table, that money, and he comes in and says, "Bina Kodeshes me with the money on the table, which is the loan that I loaned you," Eina Mekodeshes. And here, and Rashi's, we talked this out yesterday about Milva Lahotza Nitna. Okay. Then the Gemara talked about, then the question was, what does Hanas Milva mean? So we talked fully about 4 and 5, and we discussed whether, if it's real ribbis, would the Kedushin take effect or not? Remember that? Did we have that discussion?
Was the Gemara talking more about semantics, or was it talking?
Yeah, was the Gemara, when the Gemara answered Baribis Malyasahi, was the Gemara just objecting to the semantics, or was the Gemara really saying that it's real ribbis and therefore Eina Mekudeshes? Remember that, and that will be explored. That issue is going to come out from the Ritva that I assign and from the Me'iri. There's a long Me'iri that I gave you to prepare. He talks at great length about this.
That's okay.
Okay.
I'm stoked when we get to look at other Rishonim. So.
What is it?
I get really excited when we get to look at
Rishonim. I gave you a lot here.
Yes.
I gave you a lot. Okay. So there, and so the Gemara came back, Lo Tzricha Da'arva Chozimna, and which meant that he extended the time of the loan to when it needs to be paid back. And he said to her, "Be mekudeshes to me with the hana that you're getting by my extending the loan." So the hana, how does it fit into the words hana as milva? It's the benefit of the extension of the milva. Is that right? Hana as, so I want to fit it into the words of Abai. Abai said hana as milva, right? Mekudeshes. So what are we saying now? It means arvach lozimnos. How does it fit into the words? I mean, you always have to do that. It means the benefit of being able to have more time to pay back the loan. Right? Now, what are we being told about the halacha in this case? Is she's mekudeshes if he did that? But osur lasos came at neharamas ribis. So the first thing is we need to understand, let's see if we can do that, why is she mekudeshes? Okay. He comes to her and he says, "I'm extending the loan. And be mekudeshes to me with that hana." Okay, so what is he giving her?
Hana.
He's giving her hana. And that benefit is certainly worth money. I mean, how much would a person be willing to pay to have more time to pay back a loan? Certainly, at least a pruta, or more, certainly, probably even more, depending upon how large the loan was. So the fact that he's mekadesher with the hana. So hana is a shofar kesef, and it works. But I know I'm skipping the Rashi a little bit further in this Rashi of Lo Tzricha Darvach Lozman. Rashi also points out that what would be another type of hana that would work here in our case? Mm-hmm. What if he just was mocho the whole loan? Forget about extending the loan. The same halacha would be true if what? What if he said to her, "You know what? I'm going to forgive the whole loan, and be mekudeshes to me with the hana that you're getting that I forgive the loan." So Rashi says that would work too. So it's kind of interesting. It sounds like from Rashi that the Gemara could have interpreted Hanoas Milva to be that, couldn't it? No. Why couldn't you have interpreted the phrase that, but the Gemara didn't? The Gemara interpreted it as Arvach Lozimna, extending the loan. But Rashi says, that for sure, if he just canceled the whole loan and said the hana that you're getting by canceling the loan, I'm a kaddishu with that. So Rashi said, "Well, for sure that would work too." Didn't Rashi say that? But kol shekain. I'm reading the middle of that Rashi. Imachal lo kol amilva. V'amar lo hiskachli banos mechilazu. The hashtahu the koyohiv lo hachpruta the hanas milva. Okay, so there are two things we need to understand. why is she mekudeshes? But why is it aser because of her ramas ribis? Now Rashi tries to explain both. Can somebody tell me? Let's first take up the issue of why is she mekudeshes. So, you know, see the Rashi that I just read. Dahashtahu dekoyahivla hach pruta dahanoas milva. What does that mean? Yeah, what does it mean?
So, since she would have paid a pirtah to extend the loan, then the hana'a that she receives from him extending the loan is worth a pirtah, so it's shavei kesef. So he gave her shavei kesef.
Yeah, that he's giving her a pruta's worth of hana'a. Isn't that true? He's giving her a pruta of the pleasure, in this case the pleasure of either the extension of the loan or certainly the mechila of the entire loan. Certainly a person would be willing to pay a penny for that. So it's that hana. Okay. And what does he say far why it's haramas ribis? So look back earlier, he says, Vafilu la'agar notar lo domi klal. What does that mean? Vafilu la'agar notar lo domi klal. That this case is not similar at all to agar notar. I know I discussed it with some of you during Chavrusa. What does agar notar mean?
Watch.
Yes.
It's like basically a fee until you get back whatever you get.
Yeah, it's the fee, it's a compensation for waiting until you get your money back. Which would be a description of what? Yes. Of what ribis is. That's what basically ribis is. So, ribis, what's ribis? Your chart, it's compensation for the time that the malva has to wait before he can get back his money from the lova.
Does that mean post-date it was due, or just in general?
Both ways. So he's claiming that this case there's no agar natar in it at all. Why? He just says it's not. The pirish lokach makudeshes. Vaharamas ribis hu dahavyo velo ribis gomor. It's not real ribis. Delo kotz lo midi velo midi shokal mina. So Rashi explains why it's not real ribis, because delo kotz lo midi velo midi shokal mina, which means he never set up what? He never stipulated an interest payment of any kind. And what's Lomidi Shakal Mina? And he didn't take anything from her, meaning in addition to the loan. In addition to the principal of the loan, he didn't take anything. In other words, he loaned her $100. It was due, you know, I don't know, in June. And then in June, he extended it until July. And then at the end of the June, she'll pay $100. But by extending the loan, he sent her Bima Kudeshes to me with the extension. So he's not taking anything from her. Okay. So therefore there's no ribis here. So my question then is, so why does it look like ribis? Because it's saying Vasar Lasoska and they have Ramas ribis. That means you're not allowed to do it because it looks like. How does it even look like ribis? Where is even the facade of ribis here? Who wants to answer that? Yes.
Well, okay, I have an answer for that, but I also have a question.
Okay.
My question is, when Rashi says the afil agar natar lo dame kelal, is that meaning to imply that this agar? So we said agar natar is ruby, right? But is that meaning to imply, because he says the afilu, does that mean like it's a lesser form of ruby somehow?
Well, it can't be a lesser form because the Gemara said it's only haramas ribis.
But so he's saying, so when he says this, he's saying there isn't even any haramat ribi?
No.
That's so.
There isn't real rib. When I say real, I either, whether it comes under ribis katsutsa or avak ribis.
Okay, so
you don't have compensation here for waiting until you get your money back.
So it's just a long way of saying rebate.
Yeah.
There's no rebate. Okay, fine. So, and then in terms of the answer, why it might look like rebate, I think we said yesterday because it could be because the man is going to get his money back when the woman pays him back, but in addition to that, he also got her as a wife.
Okay, so that's the only thing I can think of. What is he getting from her? He says he didn't take anything from her, so meaning in terms of money, he didn't take anything from her. So, at least so we think, he didn't take anything. The only thing is, he is marrying her, so in a sense, he's taking a wife. So he's taking her. What else could it be? Where else is the haroma service? This is supposed to look like ribbis. So where does it look like ribbis? In order to look like ribbis, it has to be that she is giving him something in addition to the principal amount of the loan. Well, what is she giving him that even looks like ribbis? Herself. I mean, what else is there? But I want to know is, why isn't it ribbis? You mean if she gives over herself, we don't call that ribbis? Like, why not?
Why? Maybe it's just like my own understanding, but like, why would we call that ribbis?
She
like,
doesn't
understand
have to accept
plus.
She doesn't have to.
Yeah, she accepted it.
But she isn't
in.
No, I understand.
She accepted to be married, so he's gaining a wife. I mean, assuming that that's called a gain. He's gaining something. He's gaining a wife. So he's getting something that he didn't have before. So he got the loan, plus he got a wife.
But they were two separate things.
What do you mean they're two separate? Doesn't have to be. I can say I'll lend you the money on the condition you pay him back the money and 25 screws. I mean, what does it matter what the additional thing is? So in this case, you pay me back plus you agree to marry me. Yeah.
I feel like he's just creating this like extra piece in order to marry her. Kind of like, oh, your loan is due, but like if you want more time, you could just marry me. And then like by that.
Good. That's
like,
what he's doing.
No,
so why isn't that ribbis?
It's a separate act now.
I don't understand what that means. He's extending the loan for a fee.
I just think it's aramah. Like I don't know, just treating her of some sort.
He's extending the loan. Forget about marriage. Let me ask you the following. I loan you money. I say it's due in June, $100. June comes around, I say, so you ask me for more time. You don't have it. So I'll say, okay, I'll give you until July, but you're going to have to pay me an additional $10 for that. Is that allowed or not?
No.
No. Why? It's still part of the loan has not been paid, and now I'm saying to you, I'll extend it for another month, but you're going to have to pay me for that extension. That would be ribbis. Now, whether it's an avak ribbis or ribbis kitsutso, we could debate that, which I don't want to get into it now. But I'm demanding. Now, in our case, he's saying to her, I'll extend the loan. But be mekudeshes to me with the extension of the loan. So what's the difference if he's asking for $10 more or he's asking her to marry him? He's getting something, isn't he? Good.
Is there anything else?
Yeah, what do you want to say?
Maybe, is there a difference between when it comes to, I guess, ribit and avak ribit, could one apply only to money, like meaning the benefit that the lender receives is money versus an object or a thing? Because he said in general there's a difference in
what would be if I extended the loan another month and in return you let me use your swimming pool?
That would be avak ribit.
I could, but it's ribbis.
But meaning,
why? It's not avak because it's a swimming pool versus $10.
Oh,
it would be if it's avak ribbis, it would be for a different reason. It's not because I'm not asking for cash, but I'm asking for use of your swimming pool.
But if it's a vach ribbis, which I think this is, then even if he's not allowed to, even if you can't say to Victoria, you know, you could have till July, but then you have to pay me $10, that's usur. But if Victoria accepts that, then great, then you're allowed to keep it. So then if he says...
If it was done.
Right, so if the woman is saying, yes, I want to do mikudeshet, then the kedushin is valid. It's usur to do that. But the condition still works.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be called Haramas Ribis then. It should have been called Avak Ribis.
Maybe it...
Why is it called Haramas Ribis?
Is it...
Should have said Asalasos Kemishum Ribis.
I mean, is it possible to say that when the Gemara said that it's Asur because of Aramas Ribis, that they weren't necessarily being specific with Aramas?
Well, I'd rather not say that because in Hilchos Ribis, Aramas Ribis is a very specific term, like you saw in Baba Mitzvah.
Right.
I'm going to go over that Gemara. I know some of you came to me, so I want to make sure. So Haramas Ribis is a technical term. So I'd rather not assume that the Gemara here is using it loosely, unless we have no other. So I'd rather not do that. It sounds like, right?
If I went to you, if I owed you $10, let's pay you in June, and then I said to you, I said, I need more time. If you give me that more time, I'll give you.
It doesn't matter who initiated it.
Okay.
If we both agree to it, that's all that counts.
Okay.
It doesn't matter who started the, who initiated it.
That's a really good point.
So we're going to see Rishonim discuss this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're going to understand why it is that getting a wife. And you'll get a kick out of the answer.
I love all.
You're gonna get.
I feel like it has to do with that it's not complete.
It's not such a good thing necessarily. You're not getting a benefit. So because you're not getting the benefit, it's not.
I'd rather not. Okay.
He doesn't want to spoil it.
If you bought fields, definitely.
I don't want to. I'm not gonna tell you. So don't ask. Okay. So I'm just saying to you that that's something that needs to be. You know, we have to figure that out. But that's the Haramas Ribis, apparently. Well, what else could be the Haramas Ribis? What else? There doesn't seem to be anything else here that we could point to as what looks like Ribis. Yes?
So, sorry, just to keep the question in mind, it looks like a meat, but shouldn't it actually be considered a meat?
Yeah, I mean, why not? He's getting her. So, yes?
Can the Hana'a be that he doesn't have to actually give her a pruta?
That's what I was meaning. That
like
he's saving money. It's like a discount.
Who said that?
Tosfos.
But we're not there yet. Okay, what you just said is Tosfos. And that's why Tosfos doesn't like Rashi. Doesn't like the way Rashi learns. But let's first...
Still have an answer.
Yeah.
Isn't the whole thing with ribbons, though, is it's specifically with money or property or like metaltalin or something?
As opposed to what?
Like, is there ribbons with karka? Or like other types of like.
Well, what do you mean, karka?
Like,
what do you mean? What
like I'm saying, why? Like I feel like ribis is something that applies specifically to money. So yeah, why would we apply ribis to kedushin?
I'm not following. What karka?
Like a karka was an example, maybe not the best example, but why are we saying that it would be an issue to apply ribis and say that by him extending the deadline, her own back alone and using kedushin, why would it be ribis? Like, what would be the claim to say that would be ribis?
That he's not only getting back the payment of the loan, but he's getting her in marriage.
Right, but her in marriage isn't
what?
It's not the same as money.
Why not? I don't mean to say she's money.
He had
but
no
I'm,
value.
It is value.
We're
he
valueless.
Has a wife. I mean,
we're
I don't know.
Priceless.
It's hard to put a value on it, but there's certainly something. I mean,
but,
I don't,
but,
know.
But like we saw already in Kiddushin, it doesn't follow the same laws of Mecher. Like
what laws of Mecher are you talking about? Be specific. What in general? I don't know what you mean by that. Be specific. You got something in mind?
I do. like specifically if she was. I'll think more about it and
fine.
Then I'll.
But remember, you have to make that relevant to what we're discussing. The fact
right.
that it's not similar in that regard doesn't
but
mean.
But I think it could be approved.
Okay, so you work on that.
I'll work on it.
Okay, let's go over the case in Baba Mitzvah because I know some of you were discussing it with me, so I want to make sure that you all understand the case well. Like the Gemara in Baba Mitzvah, what is it, Samach Beis on the Beis, actually describes a case that the Gemara declares to be a situation of Haramas Ribis. Let's just go over that case. Let's say I come over to you and I say to you, I'd like to borrow I need a loan of $100. And you say to me, that you don't have cash right now, but you have wheat that is actually worth $100, correct? And you're willing to lend me the wheat. And it's worth $100. There's no trickery here. It is worth $100. So you lend me the wheat. Okay. So now I have the wheat. I just took a loan from you of the wheat. Let's say the next day, you're the malva, you see me, and I still have the wheat. What am I going to do with this wheat?
Sell it.
I sell it because I need the cash. I don't want to do it with wheat. So I figure, okay, I'll take the loan of wheat and I'll sell it and I'll get $100 and then I'll use it for what I intended to use it for. But I hadn't sold it yet. And you come back to me and you offer me to buy the wheat from me. Did you all get that in the case? V'chazar v'lokhon heimenu. That means the malva comes back, returns, and buys the wheat. But he bought the wheat at a discounted price. In other words, you came to me and you said, I'll buy the wheat off you. And I said, great. But you say, but you only buy it for $90, not $100. No, I don't have to agree, but I did. So I sold you back the wheat at a discounted price of $90. Now, what's going to happen? Now, say the loan is not due until June. So when June comes around, how much will you pay me back? $100, because that was the amount of the loan. That's the case. Now, it was usser for me or for you to buy back the wheat for $90. Why? Is this at all any kind of interest going on here? No. Not at all. I loaned you $100, basically. I purchased from you wheat at a discounted price, which we all do. You look for bargains, right? They make sales. They discount the price. We do it all the time. Nothing wrong in a sale at a discounted price. And then you pay me back in June $100. But it looks like rivers. What does it look like? At the end of the day, what it looks like is I gave you $90 and I got back $100. And the truth is, that's not really what happened, but that's what it looks like. You understand? So the Gemara said in Bava Metzia, you're not allowed to do that. Not allowed to do what? You can't buy back the wheat at a discounted price after you had just loaned the guy the wheat at $100. And then to buy it back at 90, it'll end up looking like ribbis. But it's really not. It's not ribbis katsutsa, so it's not avak ribbis. There's no ribbis payment here whatsoever. You all understand that.
Yeah.
This is the case of haramas ribbis, that the Gemara gave that example, and that's haramas ribbis. So I'm just saying, so that's going to be our model of what a haramas ribbis case looks like. Okay? Fine. So did all of you start Tosfos?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you notice in the beginning, Tosfos quotes Rashi, correct? Right? Just quotes the whole Rashi.
It took us so long. And then
what?
I know. It will take us such a long post, but then half
of it
was Rashi.
Yeah, well, we'd say half, but the third quarter. Okay. And then let's pick up where he starts to comment on Rashi. He says, Umasha Piresh. Okay, so, Tehel, you want to read?
Sure.
Umasha Piresh.
Umasha Piresh, Derivit Kitsutza Lo Habe.
What does that mean?
And what he explains, meaning Rashi, that it's not ribis kitsutza because or since the woman isn't giving the man anything,
right.
That is not clear to me.
Yeah. Lo nehi literally means it's not clear. That's another way of saying what?
Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't agree. What?
Sorry, just a quick question. Yesterday when we learned this Rashi, we really disconnected the points. We said that one, Bibit Ketutza is setting a time, and we said Abak Bibit is her giving him something. It seems like here in Tosafot, the way he's describing it, it's not Bibit Ketutza, Kivan She'en Ha'isha Notenet La'ish Kelim. But don't those like two, it's not really...
You're saying it would be Ribbis Ketutza anyway?
Yeah, that's describing Abak Bibit.
Okay, so I hear you. Hold it. Can you hold it?
Yeah.
Okay. So Umasha Pirish the Ribbis Ketutza Yakeva Shanisha Maslonihira. It's not clear to me. In other words, I don't think it's correct.
What does he think it's correct? That's what I'm confused. What does he think is correct?
That it's not Ribbis Ketutza.
Rashi said that the reason why it's not Ribbis Ketutza is because the woman is not giving the man anything. That's the reason. And Tosa's reaction that I don't think that's right. And we have to see what he's going to go on to say. Why is it, what's wrong about it? Keep reading. Stop.
Since
now the wording here is a little.
I didn't translate it literally.
Sorry.
That's our chart. Like, the other thing is logical connectives.
So we didn't translate it word for word. We said that, or the way I explained it was that.
What does he mean? Kevan shehu no same laws pruta. What does that mean?
That normally, in order for it to be kiddushin, you would have to give her a pruta.
So you're not translated exactly.
Yeah, we
okay.
couldn't.
So actually, I want to know what everybody else did with this. So you're saying that you're not translating it. Or,
word for word.
So what word are you sort of not translating correctly?
Noting, I think.
No.
Well,
I guess. The part of it we had a large problem with.
Okay, I just want to know what everybody else did with that. Was anybody bothered by the language?
We were really bothered.
Okay. How did you translate? Shehu, Kevan Shehu, no sing law, Zepruta. Since he gives to her a pruta for the Kedusha.
It's that the tense is all mixed up.
And then he said, Velo na san la klum. Then seems to be contradicting himself.
Yeah, it would be like.
Did you bother by that? What did you? Yes.
Yeah. So I had a little. I don't know. I thought this helped me at least. I had a little note by the food.
Oh, not fair.
Not fair. Usually I have.
So then it was Shehaya.
Yes.
And that made it better.
Who is the note from? The Rishash.
Yeah,
okay.
Why didn't you tell
him? Guys, the Rashash is leaving the kind of notes in the baby jar.
I forgot what
that
is. Kevan Shehaya.
I didn't realize it.
So the Rashash is just that. And the old Gemara is they don't have the notes on the side for the Rashash.
Wait, what does yours read? Because mine says Kevan Shehaya Notei La Zeprutah.
Oh my goodness, they already corrected it.
Did we not realize that when we were wearing it?
So what's your problem? Oh, so you have the old Gemara.
Ours says Kevan
Shehu. Can I see that?
Mine says Kevan Shehu.
Mine says Kevan Shehaya.
What? How come you didn't say anything?
I think
we
read
it. Can I see it? Oh my goodness.
Kevan Shehaya Nutan. Oh wow, I'm on the microphone.
Yeah. They already corrected it. This to me is not a big deal because you have to interpret it that way. But I'm doing it because I want you to pay attention to text. That's why.
So we just
lie. So I don't know how you two were arguing about it. She had it and you didn't. So
that's probably what we were arguing.
I don't think I can realize.
You didn't realize that you had a difference.
Yeah.
So that what it means. So what does it mean? She said. So the way to read it is Shehaya. What does that mean? Kevan Shehaya knows he was. Knows he would have. That's what it said. No, Haya.
Okay.
Since he would have
given,
would have had to give her a pruta, since he would have had to give her a pruta, but v'lo nasan, and he didn't give her, but he would have had to, but he didn't give her. What does it mean? Did you keep reading? You read Havi ki. Excuse me, Havi ki ilu nasna lo pruta mamash.
Okay. So since he would have had to, in theory, give her a prutza in order to make a kiddushin, and he hasn't actually given her anything, it's as if she gave him an actual prutza, and that would be actual ribbis.
Yeah. So let's. Who can tell me in your own words what is Tosfos saying? Yeah.
In order to be Mekadesh a woman, right? You have to give the woman a prutza.
Yeah.
In this case, the way that she understands it, the man extends the loan, and that is equivalent to Shavei Piruta. Tosafot is saying here that it's as if she paid him a piruta to extend the loan.
Now, it's as if, why is it as if she is paying? The way Tosis looks at this case is when he extends the loan for her and he says to her, be mekudeshes to me with the extension, what's end up happening is that ordinarily for Kedushin to work, he would have to take a pruta out of his pocket and give it to her, l'shem Kedushin. Well, he doesn't have to do that here. So, in terms of, so he is saying to her, be mekudeshes to me by extending the loan. So Tosfos feels that what he's gaining then is the pruta that he's saving. Because he's saving a pruta. So Tosfos sees that as a gain. Because if I'm saving money, that I don't have to pay for something, that's a gain. I mean, sure, we could see that. You don't have to pay for something, and you get the benefit of whatever that is without having to pay for it, then you just gained that amount of money. So in terms of ribbis, Tosfos thinks that's real ribbis. And therefore, what's bothering Tosfos? So that's not Haroma's ribbis.
That's Balana.
No, he says, "Rip." No,
we don't know.
He says, Victoria raised before the issue, would that make it ribbis katsutsa? Which the wording of Tosfos, ribbis gomer, sounds, you know, or does Tosfos just mean avak ribbis? We will work on that separately. I don't want to just do that yet. Okay? Yeah.
So, he said, okay, here he's saving money because. Why here doesn't he have to give her a pruta?
Well, he's giving her hana instead.
Okay.
The hana of extending the loan.
Okay. So that's Shavei Kesef, though.
See, normally we wouldn't... it's because it's about a loan that's being extended.
Right.
And the fact that now he's saving money...
How is he saving money? By not having to give the pruta?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's saving money because he got the benefit of the kiddushin. Okay. Without having to pay the actual pruta because he was able to give hana'a instead.
And the hana'a by extending a loan. Because
right.
She owed him money.
But by extending the loan.
But he's losing out on the opportunity to extend the loan. Like to get money to extend the loan. Hypothetically, if she wanted to extend the loan, she could send another person.
I'm not following what?
If he wanted to extend the loan, right, then she could send another person, like she could physically pay for another person to go and pay, like she could pay another person.
To do what?
To extend the loan. Or.
What do you mean pay another person?
Or pay a third party.
To do what?
To convince him to extend the loan.
Okay. He still saves a penny in the Kedushin. What is that? How is that relevant?
Okay.
So.
But we're not sure if this is
Bibi Kitsutsar or... I don't want to... I mean, I could do it now, but let's just do one thing at a time. But it's certainly not Harama service.
Right.
No, Tosa sees this, that there's a payment here of Ribbis. What's the payment? The payment is that he's gaining a Pruta. So not having to spend a Pruta in Tosa's eyes, that's a gain. No differently than if she handed him money for the extension. For Tosfos, the fact that he's saving money, that's as if she's giving him a pruta. That's what Tosfos says.
Can I just ask a question on that?
Yeah.
When in a normal ribbis case, not with kiddushin,
if I ask for you for an extension and you say yes, I'll give you an extension, but then you need to pay me back 25 extra dollars, do I pay you those $25 then or when the loan is due?
When the loan is due is usually, you know.
Okay.
I mean, if you wanted it now, I mean, it wouldn't matter when.
Right, but because then that also brings up another case, like another question of when would the kitushin take place? When the loan is due in June? Or right then and there?
No, right then and there. The hanor, she got the hanor right now.
So he's taking it off of, like, the total. Like, he's never charging her the $25, extra dollars for extending the loan.
He didn't charge her anything.
Okay.
But he was makadosh with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's so interesting because when we read Rashi, we were asking, oh, maybe it should really be Ribit because he's gaining the woman. Like something that Tosafot didn't even think.
That he's not saying.
Right.
The gain here, what he's gaining, is the fact that he doesn't have to pay a pruta for the Kedushin.
Which makes
sense. That Tosa says, the fact that he's gaining that, it's as if she's giving it to him, and therefore that would be a violation of Ribit.
Which makes you think that the Tosafot would probably answer that question that we asked earlier about.
But how would he? What would he say? I don't know what he would say.
Well, because he didn't even address that.
But why didn't
he?
We still don't know why.
Maybe he thinks that gaining the woman is not considered.
Why?
We
still don't know why.
The
question can still be asked, like why isn't it?
Get excited for the eerie.
But you know why that is so? We still don't know the answer. So. Then he continues. What's the continue reading? Vichy. Keep reading.
Vichy.
Yeah, is that what we're up to?
I have Lachain. No.
You have Lachain.
Perish every time.
No, you skip something. You skipped a few words.
Oh my gosh, you're so yeah.
Vichy hahi.
Vichy hahi. Demana emi chitin b'mana yishli. Shayach lekrot hara matrivit shenarim delo have agar netar like.
Okay, and say that.
Well, this was the Gemara that we didn't understand properly, so I will give it my best.
Okay.
And regarding the Gemara in Bava Metzia, that discusses the case of demara emi chitim b'mana yishli, it makes sense to call that a case of hara matrivit. Because it's tricky.
Shemarim, that he's tricking.
Okay.
Dulo havi agar natawe.
Because he's not actually charging a compensation.
Yeah, there's no compensation at all. So he said that you can call that haramos ribis. But he's just repeating himself. But our case, he feels, is not haramos ribis. Our case is real ribis. Because, again, just repeating the fact that he's saving a pruto. That he ordinarily would have had to give her for Kedushin, the fact that he's saving that is as if she's giving him a pruta.
So he's just trying to say the case in Bava Metzia, that really is Harama Ribi, but it's unlike this case.
But our case, he doesn't see it as Haramas Ribis, which led Rabbeinu Tam to offer a totally different shot for the case of Arva Chlo Zimna. We just have a minute or so. Can anybody just tell me what Rabbeinu Tam's pshat is? Only one, two people. Only two people in the whole class
know.
We were stuck in the middle when we finished.
Oh, you didn't? What about the rest of you?
We like started but didn't fully flesh out.
All right, Lizzie.
So the woman owes...
How many people are involved?
Sorry, there's three people involved.
Right, there are three people involved in the case. Unlike Rashi, where there were only two, the man and the woman, Rabbeinu Tam now constructs the case of Arva Chlo Zimna and the Gemara differently. Go ahead.
So I want to marry Ziona. Sorry. Ziona owes you $10.
She owes me $10. Okay.
And since I love learning with Ziona, I would like to marry Ziona.
Okay.
And Ziona's very stressed because she owes you $10 and it's now June and Ziona doesn't have that $10. And so I go to you, Rav Khan, and I say, Hi, Rav Khan, here is $1. Please extend Ziona's loan until July, and I will give you this $1 because I love Ziona so much. And then Ziona, please marry me with that $1 that I gave Rav Khan for your benefit. And Ziona says no, but it was really sad. Up until that point, I was really excited.
No, thank you.
She didn't even say no, thank you. Like, she ran away. Probably uncomfortable.
Okay. Everybody get that? Okay.
Now we're both
So...
That's how it ends, Eugene.
Exactly that. So a third party in other words, the lova owed money to a malva. This woman owed money to a malva. So some third person comes along and all this is telling this to the woman, to the lova, and he says to her what? That that he will, he's going to give, let's say, a pruta to the malva to extend the time of the loan. And this third person, this person who's doing that, says to the woman, to the lova, and be mekudeshes to me with the hana that you're getting, in that I was able to get for you an extension of the loan by giving the malva a pruta.
So it's with the hana, not the kesef.
Well, the kesef is the third person gave the malva. No kesef was given to her. So what did she
right.
get?
Right.
It's, remember, we're trying to explain hana as milva. So we are.
Just making sure.
Right. So, and here, so Rabbeinu Tam claims that and this is the case of Hanas Nova. So when we come back tomorrow, so we're going to just continue to work on this and get try to get through the whole Tosfos and just follow the source sheet, whatever comes next, just go in order. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
See you tomorrow. We also have a lunch and learn tomorrow. I'm sure you know that.
All right, fine. So we'll start. But there was one yesterday too, no?
Yeah, that was a special occasion.